This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 72 for Thursday, September 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday as spec money returned to selling the oilseed following yesterday's small increase. At the final settlement, the November canola contract loses $10.80 at $725.30 per ton, and the January contract gives up $9.80 at $735.30 per ton. A trader says spec money in all the grain markets is looking to get out. That is helping to generate losses in the Chicago soy complex, and combined with declines in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, that is putting pressure on canola. Saskatchewan issues its crop report, and as of September 18th, the harvest is 82% complete overall, with canola at 65% finished. The Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.25 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 74.5. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale for about 137,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Almost 89% of the sale is old crop and the balance is new crop. The USDA also issues its export sales report, and as of September 14th, soybeans are around 434,000 tons of old crop and just below market expectations. Soy meal sales amount to 12,700 tons of old crop and 439,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil comes in at 700 tons. All are within trade guesses. Export sales of U.S. corn are just short of 567,000 tons of old crop and at the low end of market projections. Wheat tallies about 308,000 tons of old crop and 14,000 tons of new crop. Those sales are within trade guesses. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The November contract falls 26 cents at $12.94 per bushel. December soy oil drops almost 9/10 of a cent at 58.4 cents per pound. December soy meal is down $7 at $388.10 per short ton. Corn is lower as its December contract gives up 7 cents at $4.75 per bushel. Oats is again weaker, with its December contract dropping 17 cents at $4.19. The U.S. wheat complex is also weaker, as Chicago December loses 13 cents at $5.76. Kansas City December retreats 18.5 cents at $7.10.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December foregoes 16 cents at $7.67.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.